Egypt's political situation is out on a limb. Although there is an interim government in place, it seems as if the most populous Arab country is left without an effective ruler. Democratically elected President Mohamed Morsi was ousted by the military in July, but protests for and against him continue nearly on a daily basis. The daily unrest is taking the toll on the country. Here's more.
More than 4 months of unrest, chaos and human grief as Egypt's political arena goes through a period of unease. Tensions rose dramatically when the government of first democratically elected President Mohamed Morsi was ousted by the country's powerful military. Morsi was under immense popular pressure in 2012 to step down over a series of measures he took to tilt the balance of power dramatically in favor of the Muslim Brotherhood, an Islamic movement Morsi himself hailed from. After mass protests and Morsi's failure to appease the opposition, the army ousted Morsi in a move his supporters described as a coup. The military council instead nominated a handpick of officials to run the country as part of an interim government. Although before Morsi's downfall, his supporters were dwarfed by large crowds of his opponents, they later came out in force to show their outrage. The protests and sit-ins continued for a while before the army-backed government used its iron fist again to crack down on dissent, leaving over 1,000 people dead. After a period of lull, now Morsi supporters have taken their protests to universities. Campus demonstrations, organized by the so-called Anti-Coup Alliance, have been going on for a while, with some turning into scenes of clashes with security forces. The latest round of violence came on Monday, when police fired tear gas at the students outside the Al-Azhar University in the capital, Cairo. The political deadlock continues more than 4 months after Morsi's overthrow. Neither the supporters of the Muslim Brotherhood and Morsi, nor the army-backed interim officials are ready to sit in for the talks to find a way out of the crisis. Tensions are rising just days before the protest central figure goes on trial for incitement to kill anti-Morsi protesters. Since August, over 2,000 Muslim Brotherhood supporters have been arrested, and a number of them are standing trial over allegations of killing the protesters. Will the government crackdown be a possible safe passage through this period of instability? Many don't think so. Deputy Prime Minister Ziad Bahaeddin says with the Brotherhood's top leadership behind bars, Egypt can't move forward towards calm. He's urging both the government and the Muslim Brotherhood to compromise and reach reconciliation before things get out of control.